Hello, everybody. This is Vicki Goodwin. Welcome to my show, Return to Shambhala. Tonight, I don't have a guest. I usually have a guest, but tonight it's going to be me. And what I want to talk about tonight is what's really going on right now. I want to use the work of Patricia Diane Cota Robles. Patricia has a show on BBS Radio on Tuesdays tomorrow. I think it's around 10 o'clock, and I've asked Patricia to be on my show, but she's very busy. She lives here in Tucson where I live, and she isn't able to come on the show, but she's always open to having her work presented. As long as she's given credit for the work, she's happy with sharing her information and her work. Patricia Diane Cota Robles has an organization, a nonprofit organization called the New Age Study for Humanity's Purpose, and it's located here. It's headquartered out of Tucson, Arizona, but Patricia goes all over the world with her information, her work, her light work, and she also has a website called eraofpeace.org that has all the information that I'll be going over tonight. It's all on her website. So Patricia points out that this year, 2012, is the year that we've really been waiting for the past 25 years. This is the greatest shift of consciousness humanity has ever experienced. We're moving up from the third to the fifth dimension, which in many planetary systems, it takes millions of years. And this is the first time this has ever been tried on a planetary system. So when all is said and done and the project is completed, this will go into the Hall of Records, and all of these other planetary systems can go and see what we had to go through to pull ourselves up from the pain and suffering that we've been going through for so long, up into the fifth dimension, into the realms of joy and happiness and love. Everyone on Earth right now, the 7 million people that are embodied right now on Earth, and the 3 million people that are out of embodiment but are a part of the Earth's evolution, came here as a volunteer to assist in this experiment of moving up in consciousness two dimensions, from the third to the fifth dimension. And that is why we are receiving so much assistance from the spiritual hierarchy, the realms of illumined truth, the ascended masters, the angelics, the Galactic Federation. All of them are holding the space for us so that we can pull this off. What else can I say? We are at the end of many cycles right now. As you know, there's a lot of talk about the Mayan calendar. The 5,125-year Mayan calendar is coming to an end this year in December. And this is where the Earth lines up with the galactic center of the Milky Way on December the 21st, 2012. It's also the end of the Piscean Age, which was a 2,166 cycle. And in that cycle, Jesus was the world teacher for that Piscean Age. Now that we have moved out of the Piscean Age and into the Aquarian Age, we have a new person that is going to be in charge of this age, this golden age of Aquarius, and his name is Saint Germain, and his twin flame is Portia. So for the next 2,166 years, Saint Germain and Portia will be our leaders for that cycle. Now, there's another cycle, the 26,000-year cycle, which is the precession of the equinox. That's coming to an end. There's also a 438,000-year cycle of the Kali Yuga that is coming to an end. That's not it. There's a 1.8 million-year cycle, the Satya Yuga cycle, that's coming to an end. A 4.4 million-year cycle, the Mahayuga, is coming to an end. And a 4.4 billion-year cycle is ending, the Day of Brahma. Now, the last time that this solar system went through this great shift, all the planetary systems in our solar system, Venus, Mars, all of this, Mercury, they all ascended into the higher dimensions. But Earth was left behind. Earth just could not bring itself and all humanity up to the higher realms. So the Earth was left behind. And that's why when our scientists look on Mars and they look on Venus and they say that it's uninhabited, it's not that these planetary systems are uninhabited, it's just they're in a higher dimension and the telescopes are in the lower dimension and they can't see what's actually going on in those higher dimensions. But gradually, as we move up in consciousness, these planetary systems and the beautiful life that's there, the beautiful civilizations that are there, will come into our consciousness. So this is it, the time when all of the souls on Earth will ascend into the fifth dimension. There's been a lot of controversy about, well, some will go and some will stay, but every soul has, according to Patricia Diane and her from the realms of the Lumen Truth, have said that everybody on the planet has agreed to move through this shift. So that means approximately 10 billion souls in and out of embodiment will move into the higher dimensions of consciousness. Now, you know, millions of people have moved onto the path of ascension. They're aware that there's an ascension process going on, and we're not worried about these people. If you're listening, you're probably one of these people that is on the path. But it's the people that are still stuck in duality consciousness that need our assistance. And what Patricia Diane Cota-Robles is doing and what Children of the Sun is doing, these are organizations that I'm affiliated with, the Heart Center, Temple of the Presence here in Tucson, Radiant Rose Academy, all of these Ascended Master teaching activities of light are working towards is to bring those individuals who are still stuck in duality into the higher consciousness, into unity consciousness. So we want to think of these people, these as brothers and sisters that we can invoke divine intervention for. Just like if someone's sick, you pray for them to heal, to become better. And it's the same thing now. If they can't, they haven't been given any, they haven't found the clues, they haven't been motivated to move forward in their ascension process, they're happy where they are, and they just need a little nudge to wake up and see that we're all one, that there's no sense in greed, there's no sense in killing other people for what you want. There's no dog eat dog. It's if I hurt you, I'm only hurting myself. So what that's what we're doing. That's our mission, is to bring all of humanity into the higher realms of consciousness. Now, what I want to do tonight, this hour, before the hour is up, I want to go through a meditation where we're going to invoke the solar presence of God to download within our being the perfection, all of the things that would be included in a heaven on earth civilization. At one point, DNA was thought to be stagnant, that it was what it was. But now we know that our DNA is programmable, and that we can program this DNA to raise our consciousness. Our DNA was fragmented for whatever reason through our negative thoughts, words, and feelings in the past. But now we can bring that original 12-strand DNA back into our beingness. And that's what I'm going to be doing tonight. It's going to be about a 10-minute meditation that we'll go through together. There was one other cycle that I wanted to talk about, and that is the Venus transit that's going on right now. Every 104 years, Venus comes close to the Earth and bathes the Earth in divine love. And right now, we are in that phase. It started in June 8th, 2004, and it goes for 8 years minus 2 days. Well, the end of that 8 years is coming to an end on June the 6th, 2012, in just a couple of months. So for the past 8 years, there's been a building of momentum of divine love. So we have that also, that energy, that divine love that is going to help us move through these two-dimensional shifts. I almost forgot to mention that, but that's important. During the meditation, we're going to be calling forth our I Am Presence. And our I Am Presence, I just want to review that again. Your mighty I Am Presence is an electronic body of blazing light substance that's individualized within each of us as the flame of life from the heart of Mother, Father, God. It's our true nature. It's eternal. It's our individual identity. And it is that which we have been seeking to return for millennium of lifetimes. It's the great God Self, which never misuses life's energy or sends out anything but perfection. As the highest divine aspect of our vast multidimensional constitution, the I Am Presence is the original seed of love and the immortal nucleus of our entire being. It is the source of every constructive impulse, thought, feeling, and action. Its unifying, cohesive nature is the source of all the love, wisdom, and power required to overcome absolutely anything and everything that is of discordance and limitation. As we develop intimate relationship with and give constant adoration to our I Am Presence, miracles begin to happen, including instant manifestation, spontaneous transformation, and absolute knowing. This occurs simply through the constancy of our unwavering focus placed upon the greater. And in so doing, spiritual energy around us intensifies and expands as the points of light within each cell of our flesh body as it responds in tremendous gratitude. As our attention continuously pours out love to the I Am of our being, An impenetrable radiance of light forms around our body, encasing us in the protective tube of life of great magnetization and transformative influence to the outer world. God expressing as the mighty I Am presence within each of us is the authority of the entire universe. As we give sincere attention to our I Am presence each and every day and allow the supreme authority of our own consciousness to govern and be ever-present in the forefront of our lives, personal transformation and the collective ascension is dramatically quickened. The I Am presence hears, sees, thinks, feels, and responds to only perfection on its level of cosmic service. As we consistently give adoration, feel gratitude, and qualify our every activity with and through this energy stream, our daily positive impact upon life is immeasurable. This is especially amplified when our focus is consciously combined with all of the beings of light from on high supporting our dimensional transition. Together, we coherently serve as universal I Am, operating within all cosmic dimensions and radiating the patterns of perfection of Mother, Father, God in action. So the meditation will say, I ask that the I Am presence of every member of my family, friends, entire family, or I invoke my I Am presence in the presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God through the I Am presence. Another part of this meditation, this downloading programs, I'm going to be invoking the suns of our world. We have a physical sun. We call the sun Helios and Vesta. And Helios and Vesta has, I guess you would say, parents. They have their under the guidance of the central sun. And then the central sun has guidance from the great central sun, which is actually the star Sirius that you see now in the sky. That's the great central sun. And then there's the great, great central sun. So there's these step-ups of energy as you go higher into consciousness. The suns, you're magnetized to those suns. So I will be talking about that. I'm also going to be talking. I'm going to talk about the violet flame. I'm going to ask for the divine love and protection of the violet flame. On my show, we've talked about the violet flame. The violet flame is the seventh ray of the seven aspects of God, and it is the violet. The seventh, the one you see in the rainbow, it's the aspect of freedom, of liberty, and it's held by our ascended master, Saint Germain. He taught us about the violet flame and its ability to transmute and clear the various problems in our lives and the various problems on the earth. You can take the violet flame and you can put it in the middle of a relationship of an argument that you're having, or you can take the violet flame and put it in the Gulf of Mexico when it's being flooded with oil. The violet flame can be used to transmute negativity, cause, core, record, and memory, completely annihilate the negativity, the karma that's associated with ourselves and on our planet. So that I'll be mentioning that. And so before I go into that meditation, I wanted to talk about some of the ascended masters. I feel like they are like our big brothers and sisters that help us through our lives. They've been here. They've lived here. Jesus, he's gone through it. Mother Mary, Saint Germain. There's another Ascended Master, El Moria. He's been here many lifetimes working through the Ascended Master initiations. And finally they made it, and they're here. They're here to assist us. And they've had many embodiments. Believe it or not, Jesus had an embodiment, many embodiments on the earth. Many people don't know that, but it's true. Jesus first came to earth to assist Sanat Kumara, and he's had, I've mentioned Sanat Kumara and Lady Master Venus. They're the ones that went to the karmic board eons ago and asked that this planet be saved. They felt like it could be turned around if the right methods were applied, and they just didn't want to see it go because it was so beautiful at one time. So Jesus was one of the first people to volunteer. He was one of the 144,000 volunteers that came to Earth to save it eons ago. Jesus was one of the rulers during the Golden Age of Atlantis. He was Joseph, the son of Jacob. Remember, Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt by his jealous brothers. And when he was taken to Egypt as a slave, he was able to interpret dreams, and he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams, and eventually he ended up forgiving his brothers, and he had a wonderful life in Egypt. And then he was King David. In the Psalms that David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd." When Jesus refers to the Lord in his teachings, what we believe in the Ascended Master teachings is he is saying the Lord is the God presence, the mighty I am presence. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So even though he hadn't ascended as David in that lifetime, he was still on the path like you and I, he had this knowingness that there's something more out there than just him, that he has this presence about him, this Lord, that watches over him and takes care of him through thick and thin. There's the first ray of the aspect of God is the blue ray, the ray of divine will. And the Ascended Master that holds this ray, just as Saint Germain holds the violet ray, El Moria holds the blue ray of divine will. I'm going to highlight just a few of his lives. He was Abraham in the Bible, Abraham, who was visited by Melchizedek and told about the one God. He was Melchior, one of the three wise men. El Moria was also King Arthur in 5 AD. He was Thomas Becket, 1118 to 1170. And this is the most interesting lifetime of El Moria was when he was Sir Thomas More, from 1478 to 1535, when he was King Henry's chancellor and keeper of the seal. That was quite a lifetime because, as you know, King Henry wanted to marry the Boleyn daughter, and he was married to Catherine of Spain, and he wanted to get that marriage annulled, and the Catholic Church wouldn't allow it, and he did everything he could to get out of that marriage. And not only that was going on, but Martin Luther was going through his revolt of going against the Catholic Church. So eventually Sir Thomas More was beheaded on July the 6th, 1535. He said at the end of his life, I am the king's good servant, but God's first. He was also Thomas More, the Irish poet, in 1779 to 1852. So these ascended masters, like I said, have gone through so much pain and agony, but they've also had their victories. Saint Germain has had many lifetimes. He loves this planet. He is devoted to freeing this planet. He and his twin flame, Portia. He was Merlin in the days of King Arthur. He was Roger Bacon. He was a Franciscan monk. That his legacy is educational reform and scientific reform. He was also Christopher Columbus, who has a very bad reputation around the world because of the things that went on. But I think that Saint Germain, or I know that Saint Germain knew that one day there would be a country, the United States of America, that he could work with, and he could work with the freedom flame of the violet flame. Saint Germain was also Francis Bacon. He was the son of Queen Elizabeth and Lord Leicester. He was the person that wrote the Shakespearean plays. He also translated the Bible into the King James Version. Many people will disagree that he was the son of Queen Elizabeth, but she was afraid that there would be an overtaking of her power, so she would never acknowledge that he was her son and that he should have been king of England. But he never really held it against her. He just went on and did his work and advised the queen throughout his life. After he took his ascension, he became the Wonder Man of Europe. He tried to help Napoleon during the French Revolution. He worked with the Masons. And because things weren't working out in Europe, he changed his direction and turned his attention to the New World and sponsored George Washington in starting the new United States of America. He helped inspire the Declaration of Independence. And then in the 1930s, Saint Germain contacted Guy Ballard, who wrote the books that we call them the Little Green Books. And these are the books that talk about, that teach about the violet flame and about the God presence. And believe it or not, Guy Ballard, or Godfrey Ray King, his pen name, was George Washington in his prior embodiment. So he was used to working with George Washington, and he carried on with him in that embodiment. So you can see that these people have gone through many life experiences, and they are there for us if we call on them. Now, each of the masters, the ascended masters, have retreats that you can go to in your dream state or in your meditations, and you can take classes and be advised. There's all kinds of information on websites about where different ascended masters have their retreats. For instance, Jesus has a retreat. It's the Arabian Retreat. It's in the Holy Lands, and he shares it with Mary, his mother, in that embodiment. It's called the Resurrection Temple. Saint Germain has a temple, has a retreat in the Royal Tetons, Table Mountain, Wyoming, and he also, he has more than just one retreat, but those are the ones that we mostly we think about. El Morya has a retreat in Yosemite Valley, California, El Capitan. They like to put their retreats above mountain ranges, high mountain ranges, and so the energy is clear. And it's more etheric. The energy is just better. I know here in Tucson, above Mount Lemmon, there is a beautiful retreat of John the Beloved called the Temple for the Reverence of All Life. And this is the temple where individuals go in their dream state to learn about how to respect other lives. Many of the leaders, we've prayed and invoked for the leaders to be taken to these temples above Tucson in their dream state, take the instruction that they need, and then when they wake up and they go about their business through the day, that they will remember the teachings that they received during their sleep state and will do the right thing, will do their tasks in the higher consciousness and not in a lower consciousness state of mind. If you go to the Heart Center, they have books, all kinds of information on all the different retreats around the universe, around the earth, and the Ascended Masters that are here to assist. The website for the Heart Center is the Hearts, when it has an S, theheartcenter.org. And you'll find a great deal of information and many classes, webinars at that website. All right, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead and prepare for the meditation that I had been explaining. We're going to be downloading programs for our planetary cause of divine love. And this is prepared by Patricia Diane Cota Robles. So when we do these meditations, we sit comfortably in a chair with the spine as straight as possible, with our arms and legs uncrossed. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, as I go through this, I'm going to ask that these programs be downloaded. Then I'm going to pause while the programs are being downloaded. So you'll hear about 4 or 5 seconds of silence between each program. Okay. Let's begin. Through the presence of God, I am, I invoke my omnipresent, omnipotent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am, all that is. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun, I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great central sun. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the central sun. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the physical sun. I invoke my I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. I invoke the full gathered momentum of our fifth dimensional planetary cause of divine love and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I ask the I Am Presence of each member of my family, my friends, and the entire family of humanity to take command of this activity of light, which I am invoking on behalf of myself and every person on earth. Beloved I Am Presence, download the following programs for each person in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. In perfect divine order, encode within each one's DNA these patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. And I begin. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs for the causal body of God, for the infinite flow of God's abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God for eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and flawless form. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God for perfect health habits, including eating and drinking habits, exercise, work, relaxation, and recreation habits, and spiritual devotion, meditation, and contemplation habits. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God for divine family life, loving relationships, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God for eternal peace, harmony, balance, and reverence for all life. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs for the causal body of God for self-empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, and divine perception. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God for clear perception and open heart and mind telepathic communication with the company of heaven and the angelic and elemental kingdoms. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God for inspired creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, movement, art, and education. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God for laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God for the physical manifestation of heaven on earth. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. I now accept and know through every fiber of my being that these fifth dimensional solar programs from the causal body of God have been successfully downloaded. I also accept and know that my I Am presence will update these solar programs every single day and continually delete anything in my thoughts, words, feelings, or actions that may conflict with these programs or prevent them from manifesting as a tangible reality in my life. These patterns, which reflect the Earth's new planetary cause of divine love, are now encoded within the 12 solar strands of my fifth dimensional DNA and will manifest in my life, creating the wonders of divine love and the oneness of all life. In deep humility, divine love, and gratitude, I decree, it is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I would like to thank Patricia Diane Cota Robles for this work. She's been such an inspiration in my life for the past, I would say, 15 years now. I would highly suggest if you have time to go to her website, Era of Peace, and if you're here in Tucson, we have a meeting at the Viscount. We meet once a month, the first Monday of each month. And every time we meet, we have various activities of light that we do. This exercise that we've done tonight, this downloading, we have done that before. And also, Patricia, like I said before, has a show on BBS Radio on Tuesday mornings. I believe it is 10 o'clock in the morning. I also highly recommend that you visit the website childrenofthesun.org. Right now, we meet telepathically on the full moon and the new moon all over the world. I had Diane Lee on the show last week, and she was talking about the mission of the Children of the Sun, and it just dovetails very nicely with the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose, Patricia Diane Cota Robles' work. We right now are working on building our group, Anacharana, and we're working towards the same thing, working on raising our consciousness, and as our consciousness raises, so does the consciousness of those around us. And just like the 100th monkey theory, eventually, just a matter of time, all of humanity will have moved into the fifth dimension of unity consciousness, and that is guaranteed. It's not if, but it's just when. And it depends on us. If we work hard, if we do the work, we do these activities of light in our groups, in our teams, it's going to happen that much faster. From what Patricia Diane Cota Robles has said, the Company of Heaven is amazed at how fast we're moving, and we're way ahead of schedule. So if that gives you any hope, it does me, that we're way ahead of schedule. I like to hear that the mission is moving forward. Well, tonight we talked about what's really going on, and what's really going on is that we're going through a great shift. And what looks horrible when you turn on the news, it's really a cleansing and a purging of all the negativity that has been on this planet for eons. We're bringing it up, and we need to use the violet flame. We need to put the flame in our government, in the governments of the worlds. We need to put the violet flame. We call through our I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of those people to knock, knock, wake up, and use the violet flame to transmute the blocks that people are having where they can't raise themselves up into unity consciousness. I talked about us going through the ascension process of us becoming ascended masters, and I talked about the masters, a couple of the masters. There's so many that are there here to help us. I mentioned some of the most the ones that have the most popular lives in our history books and in the Bible. We talked about the DNA, how it is programmable. I talked about the different cycles that are coming to an end. This is huge. A 4.4 billion cycle coming to an end. We talked about how the Earth was left behind in the last shift, and it's not going to happen again. She's going to move up this time. We're not going to be left behind. We're going to join the rest of the solar system. And then we did the exercise, the activity of light, where we programmed our DNA through divine alchemy. And one more thing before, I've got a couple of minutes. There's phases, there's initiations in the ascension process. And I'm going to use the work of Marcia Del Lopez and Joshua Stone as they are able to break down the different initiations. There's 7 initiations in becoming an ascended master. The first, you're just a disciple. You're going through kind of a probationary period. Is this something that you really want to do? But then in the third initiation of 7, this is where you start to be aware of who you truly are. You've stepped onto the path of ascension and you begin to merge with your soul. And hopefully during this process, you start to learn of your God presence, your mighty I Am presence. At this point in the third initiation, we stop blaming others, situations for our problems, and we realize that we created everything that's happening to us through our thoughts and feelings, and that if we can create it, then we can uncreate it. So we no longer have a victim consciousness. In the fourth initiation, I think a lot of you can relate to this, you become obsessed with seeking the truth. I know I have been there and still am, where you want to go to all the conferences, all the lectures, read the books, stay on the internet for hours, trying to figure out who am I and what is my divine purpose. And at this point, we start to connect to those people who are on the same path. So we end up going to temples with the same people, sharing the people that were our friends before that aren't interested. They fall to the wayside and we develop new relationships. Then in the fifth initiation, this is when we have solidly stepped onto the path and we're prepared to do service for the planet, the service that we have come to do, and we figure out what it is we've come to do. We find our spiritual family, and we begin to merge with our monad. And I haven't talked about the monad, but this is, we're not just an I Am presence unto ourselves, but we are linked to other beings, other I Am presences, and we work together as a group. We have a group Anacharana. We have our individual Anacharana, but we have a group Anacharana. And this is the fifth initiation, is where you start to realize that, and you start to work in the physical, or you can work on the inner planes, or work with other planets or other universes, other dimensions. In the sixth initiation, we begin to take on the energies of ascension, and we don't actually ascend until the seventh initiation. This is where we don't go through rebirth again. We can choose to come back to Earth like Babaji has done. And Saint Germain, when he took his ascension as Francis Bacon during the Elizabethan age, he asked the karmic board if he could embody again. But he embodied, like I said before, as the Wonder Man of Europe, and he did work in the physical. But you could tell he was an ascended master at that time. So the seventh initiation is where there's a full commitment to service and to group consciousness. You're working with the hierarchy to manifest the divine plan for Earth. And we experience ourselves as citizens of the universe. I wanted to go into the attributes of an ascended master, but I believe I'm out of time. So have a wonderful evening or morning or day, whatever it may be. And I will see you in 2 weeks. This is Vicki Goodwin, Return to Shambhala. Please visit my website, shambhalaenterprises.com. On my website, you will, I believe it's the fourth page, there is a free downloadable booklet that talks about the ascension process, the I Am Presence, the Ascended Masters, the spiritual hierarchy, attributes of an ascended master. So feel free to take a look at that. And I wish you much love and light and peace. And until the next time, take care. This is Vicki Goodwin. Return to Shambhala. Have a wonderful evening.